Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News. I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews, folks. End Time World News is an independent and alternative news and media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians every day. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events. And we're also leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So there you have it. That's just a little bit of a rundown in case there's any brand new listeners just tuning in right now. Again, I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And you can also find us on BitTube.tv. That's BitTube.tv/endtime world news. BitTube.tv/endtime world news. Okay, let's get into today's news, folks. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is dated Friday, July 23rd, 2021. And the headline reads as follows. Okay. So here we go, folks. Yale doctor calls out the CDC for committing large-scale medical fraud and hiding cases among the vaccinated. Oh boy, here we go. So the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, is engaged in one of the greatest medical frauds of our time, using the desperate PCR test. That's the test, you know, folks, for everybody just tuning in. The PCR test is where they essentially run that giant extra long Q-tip all the way up your nose and halfway to your brain. And then they try to tell you once that you've almost, they've stuck it halfway up. That, not really, but I'm just in theory, as I've seen it done, they stick it all the way up your nose until you start to cry just about. And then they do a PCR and swab it to see if you're, if you have COVID or not, if you're infected with the COVID. The CDC is engaged in the greatest medical frauds, and then the PCR test is the thresholds that artificially inflate the COVID-19 cases, especially in the unvaccinated, while hiding the COVID cases in the fully vaccinated. This is COVID-19 testing fraud continues to the American medical response as the original aerosolized bioweapon evades detection. As ongoing release of the spike protein continues through the savior vaccines. So again, they're saying it's the savior vaccines, but it is not. The vaccines, let me just stop and say something for a disclaimer, folks, before I carry on here. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor can I give you, or nor will I give you medical care advice. I can bring you under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech rights and through the Constitution of the United States of America, folks. These freedoms and these liberties under the law, I can bring you alternative news and information so you can decide for you, your spouse, your family, your children, your grandparents, parents, et cetera, and you can talk it over with a medical health care professional. But myself, I've learned so much in the last year. Almost it's been going on since this pandemic's been going on, folks, for the last year and a half almost. I've learned I will not take this. So I'm not going to take this. I don't want to take this. I'm not going to take this. And that's the end of that. So again, in recent interview with Fox News Laura Ingraham, Dr. Harvey Risch of the Yale School of Medicine calls out the CDC for committing wide-scale medical fraud when the COVID-19 vaccines were launched under the under the Emergency Authorization Act. The CDC changed the COVID-19 testing guidelines for the fully vaccinated, lowering the cycle threshold count for the PCR test only for the vaccinated. So they changed the deal. They moved the goalpost. That's what we say, folks, here in the business. They moved the goalpost. Epidemiologist exposes CDC testing and vaccine fraud. Some months ago, the CDC stopped counting the breakthrough cases and large numbers of cases in people who have had the vaccinated, says Dr. Harvey Risch. So, of course, those cases don't register for the CDC counts. And so a great portion of the cases that they're claiming in the unvaccinated people, Dr. Risch said, and the fallacy is why the U.S. and the CDC's count is different than Israel or the U.K. and its fallacy. Israel's health ministry, had found that 40% of the new cases are vaccinated. You hear me? I'll read that one more time, folks. Israel's health ministry found that 40% of the COVID cases are vaccinated, while less than 1% of the new cases were from people who were previously infected. People who have recovered from natural immunity and infection have 40 times more durable at preventing hospitalizations from future variants. In the UK, said Sir Patrick Vallance, said the vaccinated patients make up 40 to 60% of the new cases, proving the vaccines are abysmal failure, preventing serious illness of the world. And this is where my head, folks, my Christian friends and sisters out here and folks just tune in. And this is where my head explodes. If I can just kindly and humbly say this, I'm a critical thinker. I've been a critical thinker most of my life here. I try to use my brain for common sense, what God's given us, and he's given me very few things, so I do the best possibly job I can do, and I've been blessed in that area of critical thinking and having an abundance of common sense. Thank the good Lord for that through Jesus Christ. And these people just can't tie one to the other. They can't connect the dots. In other words, the people getting vaccinated with this, especially against the fear porn, the fear mongering, which I will not do. I'll only bring you the facts. They're getting vaccinated, especially now in this next wave of the Delta variant of COVID. The Delta variant is spreading of the COVID because the shot is not a true vaccine. It is a graphene oxide, tainted nanoparticle shot. And again, in the shot and the graphene nanoparticles inside the shot are making people sick, that are killing people right away. It's not a vaccine, folks. It is a poison. And the agenda is for depopulation. And again, these elite families that follow the devil, not follow God and Jesus through Jesus Christ, they follow the devil. These people that are pushing this, the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg Group, and the Rockefellers, Rockefeller Foundation, of course, are pushing this depopulation. They want to get rid of almost the entire world and leave about 500 million people. So people would say, well, you know, I thought this was religious, Eric, and you're going off on a tangent for crazy stuff. No, I'm not at all, folks. This is all fact, and you will see this. This is leading up to the beast system and the global reset, the mark of the beast. This is going hand in hand, foot in foot, hand in hand, foot in foot with the Mark of the Beast system and the global reset, the global financial reset, where you're dependent on the government. You can't do anything for the government. Crash the economy, bankrupt, shut down everything and everybody due to a fake plandemic. This is a fake plandemic, a fake illness. And the reason why people are getting sick, because they're giving them the shot. They're poisoning everybody. They're killing everybody. They had their case, they would have killed me probably a long time ago. And I just say, you know, if that happens and you believe in Jesus Christ with all your heart, folks, then you know you're going to heaven. Then you don't need to worry about that. Then you can get out of this atrocity. You can avoid this. But please don't take the shot. You know, your life is valuable. I love you. And most importantly, Jesus Christ loves you as a child of God, as a creation of God, as a wonder of God. And you need to stay here, and we're going to make it through this, folks. You and me, we're all going to make this, but just please listen. Listen to words of wisdom. The PCR test is fraudly and falsely advertised. Vaccines continue to destroy people's lives. In many cases, the COVID-19 fraudulently calibrated at over 30 to 40% cycle thresholds to produce a false positive COVID-19 diagnosis, the tests do not decipher dead viral debris from infectious viral debris and can report false positive even though someone has recovered from the infection and is immunity. A more accurate diagnosis is produced using the PCR test cycle, a threshold of 17 confirmed using the symptom specific criteria. Okay, I hope you heard that, folks. It's also backed up by another test called the Sanger sequencing. However, most states are not transparent to the number of cycle thresholds they generate for COVID cases, and they do not use medical standards properly to diagnose medical emergencies. So what they're doing when they go through thresholds is they run this through the machine, they stick the swab up your nose, they run it through the machine, and they'll look at it 30 or 40 times. And if there's one trace of anything you've ever had in your life, 30 or 40 cycles, as they're rotating this and looking at this in the machine, okay, folks, they're looking at this. And if the machine's rotating, they're going through, what they're going to say is, oh, right away, you have COVID. Well, you went back 10 years or 20 years. Of course, maybe I had a cold. And then they're calling a cold COVID. Or, of course, 2 or 3 years ago, I had a cold. So they're going to say that that's COVID. That's what you have to understand. This world, through Satan, this is rigged, folks. You have to understand, as Christians and non-Christians, I don't care who you are. I love all of you. I want to save everybody's life listening to this podcast, folks. That's what you have to understand. Okay, after lowering the cycle of the vaccinated, the case counts have predictably fallen. Okay, you hear that. Okay, so they're moving the goalposts, playing games, moving the cycle count for the vaccinated. The cases all of a sudden, poof, like that, they fall, making the vaccine appear to be effective. To further the COVID-19 disappear in the vaccinated, the CDC stopped recording the breakthrough cases in the spring of 2021. These are deliberate acts of deception. The CDC is using medical fraud to claim that the unvaccinated are the cause of the ongoing pandemic, when in reality, the vaccinated are still getting sick, seeking hospitalization, coming down with new health problems like heart inflammation, blood clots, and stroke, just to name a few. On the contrary, people who are properly treated will go on to gain immunity 40 times more durable for preventing hospitalizations and mutating strains. Do you hear that, folks? So if you don't take it, your own body immunity, if you're a healthy person, will kick in. You're a lot better off not taking the poison. Okay, folks, this is this time in the podcast. If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, with all the, excuse my language, hell going on right now in the world, folks, we do have an answer. We do have a Savior, and our Savior is Jesus Christ. And I want to just say a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and have not invited Him into yours, just find a quiet spot. Find a quiet corner, find a quiet place where you can go and just say this, repeat after me. Okay, I'll give you a second. Just say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come and reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving. A person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer of salvation, I commend you. I thank you so much. And I want to just say congratulations, folks, if you said that prayer. Welcome to the family. I love you, and God, through Jesus Christ, more importantly, loves you. The next step is what you want to do is get a hold of a Bible. Just get a good Christian Bible and start reading the Bible. Dig through the Bible. Just find a spot. I have OCD myself, and people laugh. A little OCD, not extreme, but a little. And I like to start at the start, which is the book of Genesis, and end in the book of Revelation. And just pick a spot and start reading. After you start reading and getting into it, start looking for a good church that believes in Christ, believes in the Trinity, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity, folks. And so just a good Christian church, and then once you start doing that, you'll want to, the third step, you'll want to start telling people about Jesus Christ, how he's affecting your life, what he's doing, your attitude, your walk, your stride, your attitude, how you're feeling. How do you feel about life? Do you feel better now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ? There is hope. There is hope, and there will always be hope through Jesus Christ. But again, if you turn away from him, folks, as I conclude this podcast, if you turn away from him and you reject Jesus, and all you do is think about money, you think about this, money, fame, how many likes you're going to get on Facebook or TikTok or whatever social media you're on, or Instagram, etc. You have to understand, folks, when you die, I don't care what anybody says, you're either going to heaven or hell. So you have to understand that, folks. It's very serious. It's more serious. Your life depends on it if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. So I want to congratulate you, welcome you. First step is get into the Word of God. Just start reading. The next step is find a good church, and then start just telling people, your family, your friends, coworkers, whoever. I don't care who. Tell the mailman. Tell the neighbor down the street. Anybody. Tell them about Jesus Christ. You don't have to be personal. You don't have to be professional. I'm not a professional. All I am is just a podcaster, humbly your servant, folks, as I try to get out this news and information and get out the word of Jesus Christ. So like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, I congratulate you and I commend you on saying the salvation prayer and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Like, share, subscribe, folks, if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I love you. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And just remember, you can always find me on redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. And I'm also on bittube.tv. So you can go to bittube.tv/endtimeworldnews. That's bittube.tv/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe, folks. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, thank you for listening. I love you, and God bless you all. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.